Dreamscape presents Marvel's Spider-Man, The Venom Factor by Diane Duane. Narrated by Jack Malosh. Prologue. It was very cold 300 feet down. Very dark, but not very quiet. Outside the skin of the sub, the noise of nearshore seas rumbled and clattered and moaned against the hull. A muted chainsaw rattle of engine noise from ships passing overhead, the clunk and burp of bells or horns from nearby and distant buoys, even the occasional soft singing moan of a whale going about its lawful occasions. The man in the center seat of the submarine's bridge looked thoughtfully at his charts. He sighed at the thought of his upcoming leave and of the relative peace and quiet of being surrounded by air instead of water. The spot where he sat was not really the center seat, of course. Not yet. His boat was still 3 years off its refit. Eventually, all U.S. subs' bridges would come to resemble the original one of a famous television starship, the circular design having eventually been appreciated by the powers that be as the best and most efficient presently available. But right now, the bridge of the SSN 45, the USS Minneapolis, was still a tangle of panels and conduits arranged around the obstructive central column of the periscope. The captain's chair was no plush, overseeing throne, but a folding chair stuck under the lighted chart table. Not very aesthetic, not very comfortable. It was not meant to be. Captains spent most of their time on their feet. Right now, though, Captain Anthony Lebuono was sitting and didn't care who saw him. He could not wait to get this boat into dock and out again. 8 days from now, after final unloading at Greenland, he would get his butt off her and the back cargo section emptied out once and for all. Never again, he thought. Never again. Realistically, though, he might be commanded to carry such a cargo again, and he would take his orders and do as he was told. In fact, and the thought made him twitch, it occurred to Captain Lebuono that, since he had managed this mission well enough, he might easily be given the same task again at some later date. He swore gently under his breath. He would not soon relish another week and a half like the last one. His crew were on edge, which was no surprise, for he was on edge, and such things communicated themselves, no matter how hard you tried to keep them under wraps. You should be grateful, he thought to himself. It's one of the things that makes your crew as good at their jobs as they are. They hear you thinking, anticipate you, jump faster when they have to.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?